Blog Talk Radio.
Maafrika, emotla. Maafrika, omhle. The beautiful African. Izwe lethu. Fatshe la rona. The land is ours. Tiko ra hina. Shango lasho. Maafrika. Always a pleasure and the privilege talking to you, and then the privilege of listening, opportunity of listening to the program. Maafrika, we guarantee the individual, Maafrika, human and fundamental rights from Cape to Cairo, Madagascar to Morocco. We stand to establish the socialist, democratic Azania, wherein the individual, Maafrika, is the nation's root and pinnacle. We oppose totalitarianism. We uphold Maafrika's individual right and freedom to leave the utmost, fly the limitless skies across Africa, not suffocate pollution of underdevelopment that we see today straddle and throttle the African continent. We repeat, Maafrika, as we speak this minute, the government is exhuming and identifying the remains of more than 100 PAC Poto members who rose against the apartheid settler regime fighting to dispossess the stolen land and country. Their bodies were thrown more than one to a hole. You may think the nation will hold and devote the marathon vigil. A marathon vigil, hold up their names and souls to the nation and the universe to pray, commemorate, honor, and celebrate. These sons of the soil were hanged, executed in Africa, singing and professing their commitment to liberate Azania, the socialist democratic Azania, of a socialist economy that is Africanist in content. From Cape to Cairo, Madagascar to Morocco, declaring forward ever, backward never, to the monolithic state of Africa. Now, today, this minute, the African majority nation is captured and wrapped by corruption, claims of corruption of an African government, its leader and family, by a Gupta Emiga family from India. Maafrika, we've had the Oppenheimers, we've had the Ruperts, everybody can name them. And there was no need, Maafrika. But you chose, you made a choice in 1994 to go with South Africa that belongs to all who live in it, a name that is foreign to the country. That's why you appear like you are psychiatric cases, deranged, mad, angry. Don't have an identity. Don't know where you're going. Maafrika, it is apparent to the nation and Africa and the world in particular that this our government is moving in circles, dysfunctional, to arrest this corrupt Emiga family and their patronage enabler and parasites. Maafrika, again, we say that we guarantee the individual Maafrika, but ask you to use your vote. Use your vote to guarantee yourself. Vote as Maafrika. You own the vote, you own the country. Nothing stops you, unless, as you say, that you are somewhat occupied. Permanent deception, suffering from some psychiatric case, a post-traumatic stress of apartheid. Don't do that to yourself, Maafrika. Open your ears and listen. And Maafrika, you hold the right to demand to vote your own representative to parliament, not vote political parties that send their party representatives to parliament. Party representatives have clearly demonstrated they vote party first, not country first. Their allegiance is the political party, not the country, contrary to the Africanist principle. Our allegiance is to Azania, the country first, and you are Maafrika first. There are no contradictions. It's clear. you and your community, you own the representative you sent to parliament. If you vote the representative to parliament, you own that representative. The message to you, the student, the teacher, the professor, the chancellor, the police, soldier, worker, nurse, all my Africa, vote as my Africa. As my Africa, you are denying yourself. You deny yourself your right to tell the government how best to deliver your services, your needs and security. The governing party, the ANC, talks of the People's Parliament. Man, make it. Make it the People's Parliament, according to the Constitution, not the party parliament. As my Africa, you can't delay no more. Vote as my Africa. And irrespective of party affiliation, we don't discriminate as to who belongs to where, because essentially and fundamentally, we have my Africa first. And we say again, my Africa, all the world governments are 100% not immune from corruption and theft of public money. You put money on the table, it gets stolen if you look the other way. It is up to you. It is up to you, the public and civil society, to watch and guard against corruption. 22 years after the first black vote, the governing party did not completely transform. You know that. We did not completely transform to majority rule. And we are telling you and warning you, my Africa, those amongst our brethren who think that we've arrived on Freedom Day, we say act. You will be hounded. You will be prosecuted, no matter how long it takes or whoever you are. And what's going to happen, you'll be crying about white discrimination, white oppression, or you caused it. You never wanted to govern. You gave up everything, now you are corrupt. To those amongst our brethren and sisters in government, starting with the administration that preceded this one, I would call it the Mbeki's administration, and he had confidantes like Isaac Pahad. I have to call them out. You are the ones who introduced the Gupta family to infiltrate government in the inner belly. You are the one who introduced this family to infiltrate the government inner sanctum. Now, some of you want to play innocent and sacred. You started this whole thing. You started it. And my Africa, we are saying to you all, as you say that, you cannot claim otherwise. All these problems started in 1994 forward, and you did not listen. Of course, everybody was happy you got freedom. Now, it's time to vote your head, not your heart. It's finished. Because whatever credibility that was there in terms of the Liberation Army, they ate it up. But you still have 100 that were, more than 100 that were executed, that are being exhumed today. The spirit of liberation lives on. And as we say in Africa, our task is for a socialist Zania, democratic, not totalitarian. No patronage, no factionalism. My Africa shall rule. And my Africa, we repeat again, we say that the former administration, prior to this one, let in the Guptas into the government inner sanctum. And that was typical of Africa, typical how our brethren ran and corrupted the liberation movement, heavily depending on non-indigenous Africans. They were sidelining, undermining, even sabotaging. They went out of their way to sabotage competent black indigenous Africans. They are continuing that party tradition, that surrender to non-African intellectual thought and policies, the African majority sovereignty, repossession and ownership of the country as the African majority. You surrender that to us, the intellectual superiority, the intellectual thinking. You did that. And the other thing is that they did it like a closet. Those, they kept the discriminated against the most competent other Africans, kept the imbeciles, the yes men, the civil, the obedient servants inside, and that's what led to the collapse. That's what led to the collapse, because you're bringing the Guptas, they saw you associating with the Guptas, so they're going to bow. They're going to bow down and knee in front of the Guptas. So, my Africa, you've got to move forward. As you say that, we as Africans, we stand our positions. That place is right near the land of the African majority, and no one, as if you look at the Africanist principle, it's as superior as any. It's standard and all. And as you say, in Africa, the ruling party, these fellows have continued their tradition of surrendering to non-African intellectual thought and policies, the African majority, sovereignty, repossession, and ownership of the country as the African majority, reducing the African majority to racialized inequality, hunger, and joblessness. We call it jobless growth economy, into squatters, subjects, servants, and beggars in the land of their birth. You hear them say, they're complete. 22 years they've been governing by themselves. They are crying about inequality, joblessness, hunger, and who are you talking to about that? You're supposed to govern. We don't want to hear that no more. You ask yourself, Mafrika, how an Amiga family, the Gupta family from India, could call. They called and summoned ministers to their compound, including finance deputy minister. Of course, they used the president's son, called the minister to their compound. And when he got there, I mean, they offered him 600 cash, 600,000 cash upfront, asking him, do you have a plastic to put that money? Because they are used to putting monies in plastics and bags. Huh? They are used to that. So if he agreed, they would give him that right upfront cash, 600,000, to be appointed as finance minister. And then later he would get up to 600 million after he takes the job and asked him, they literally asked, do you have this, do you have a bag or something to carry the 600K? 600,000. I mean, I would have shocked. And one of the Gupta brothers reportedly confronted Deputy Minister Ntebisi, Jonas, about his telling him, Imani, you are factional. Ask him about the factional relationship with some members of the ANC top six whose agenda is to undermine the president. Mafrika, this is the extent of the infiltration, the Gupta capture and control. And we know they let the liberation movement to be captured long ago. We are out here. Sometimes you write proposals and say, let's act as a front line together. No, they take your idea, they give it to a British family. The British family comes here and makes the same thing. Come Independence Day, the British family is running the SABC. So we know that. You did that. We did that. And even some of your members are complaining that there come a time when, even in London, representatives were purely Indian, huh? 100%. And the British are the ones who complain. Please, where's somebody African indigenous? Every time we call somebody, it's an Indian. Huh? So we are not discriminatory. We are simply saying that do not display your inferiority complex, because some of you, that's what you suffer. You don't like your people. You have distaste for your people. You detest your people. You undermine your people. That's why Africa is in the state it is. And once you get power, then we see your true colors. You don't humble to the people you claim, but you don't humble. And then you start fighting, deposing each other. I mean, with respect to the 600K in a plastic bag, remember there was an allegation, reports that alleging the president's jet carried from Lanzaria Airport and flew and rode to Dubai. Boxes of cash. Money was falling out. Huh? Estimated 6 billion rands. The security saw that the money was they had to get ropes to tie the boxes tight so that the money shouldn't fall out. So who's fooling whom here? And we go on the other corruption. 2013, Gupta family offered South African Airways, acting chairman, 500,000 bribe just weeks before he took up the National Airlines Chairmanship. Weeks before they called him to the compound, look, 500,000 K, here it is, for you to eat. And at the present, also present at that meeting when this chairman was given 500K bride, 1,000 bride, were the son of the president and the son of a premier. And reacting to the bribery allegation, the premier's son said, but they gloat, by the way, they gloat, they're proud of it. No, brother, you can't just give half a million for nothing. Is this lotto or what? I remember the meeting. I was there. They tell you I was there in the meeting. So that's why this chairman refused. But he didn't get the job. And no police follow. No police do nothing. This stuff appeared in the newspaper. So the anti-corruption law obliges, like the deputy minister, if he was offered that, he was supposed to go to the police. And all public officials, no exception, have to report acts of corruption against their office and their persons. And the deputy minister, however, because he's a party apparatchik, he told his party, reported. He went to the party ANC secretary general, and then he go to the treasurer and said, look, man, this happened to me. Now, it turns out that the police are saying, okay, look, we are going to charge you. We are going to charge you, the deputy minister, the secretary general of the ANC, and the treasurer of the ANC. And you're going to charge and prosecute you because why? You did not report an alleged corruption case to the police. Now, you'd imagine thinking that maybe these guys should be concentrating on arresting the real perpetrators of the corruption, which is the Gupta family. No, they don't do that. They are going after because the ruling party, the governing party is divided. That's how we operate. That's how modus operandi. That's how we operate. We go after one another. That's it. So it means that this whole thing is sand. In 1994, it was built on sand. It was built on sand, my friend. So the country's highest police, the crime fighters, they call them Directorate for Priority Crime Investigations, code, Mafrika, have been reduced. The director have been reduced to a squad of shakedown artists. Now I'm quoting. Have been reduced to a squad of shakedown artists, a ganglet of minor thugs with power to harass the country into submission. That's what they do. That's what they do. Comrade against comrade. And we're saying that, Mafrika, in the case where the police are captured and dysfunctional, the People's Parliament is the organ of the state, equal or above cabinet and the executive, to whom you ministers and public officials have to report. Just go and report the Gupta threat, intimidation, violation of anti-corruption laws of the country and national security. But we have today parliamentarians who have packed the parliament, party appointees. They've taken the place and space occupying the People's Parliament. They're sitting there. They're in donors at the gate. In donors. You know this in donor security at the gate? They just sit there. Okay? Sit there just to vote. Protect the party and the party bosses. So, Mafrika, Parliament shamelessly votes to protect bosses, as we say, then uphold its oath to Parliament and pledge of obedience to the Constitution. You brought the Constitution to us. You better obey it. Now, as you say, when the President asked Finance Minister Nene after the meeting at the compound, Gupta compound, with the Deputy Minister. After they fired the minister, the deputy minister was next in line to be fired. But it so happened that the markets reacted violently. And the rand tanked, and the country lost more than 50 billion cash. 50 billion rands in cash. So the president was forced to appoint former minister Pravin Gordhan again to be minister because he was former minister. And it disappointed, that is, removed, pulled back the appointment of the Gupta vetted finance minister Van Rooyen. In Africa, it is by dint of luck that the market forces from outside government gave the deputy minister protection to keep his job. I mean, those are the market forces. They saved his job, right? And they woke and shook the nation, woken up national attention and triggering the outrage to stop and prosecute the Gupta corruption against the state. But Will they do it, Mafrika? And the question is, do we have a government of an African majority, or this is just a fake, copy and paste fake? Copy and paste. We copy other people's constitution. We claim to be the most democratic, best constitution in the world. No, it don't work that way. We are bought and sold and bamboozled. That's it. We are same, Africa. And in fact, with this fake stuff, remember the fake language interpreter standing next to Barack Obama, the U.S. president, you remember? When His Excellency, at the commemorative memorial of His Excellency Nelson Mandela, may his soul rest in peace, because we may differ politically, but more Africa is more Africa. And those that contributed, they contributed equally. Less, but their soul is the same. You cannot begin to distinguish and be disrespectful, especially to our elders. And those of the ruling party, you are disrespecting your own elders, hundreds of them and more. They have said that, look, listen to us. You don't want to listen to them. And some of you are saying that they are irrelevant. Their contribution is not significant. The deputy minister of the military and veterans, associate veterans, saying that to the elders, you don't do that. You can differ politically, but you don't do that. Because every life, African life, is important. That's why African life is important, is value. That's why we say that we protect more Africa, you more Africa. And more Africa to continue with the corruption. Former CEO, chief executive of the government communications and information systems, also disclosed more Africa. Now, we are repeating this for emphasis because we said it in the past, but I think we have to repeat it, that the Gupta family called him, told him to award work worth $600 million to their New Age newspaper. Now, by the way, this New Age newspaper was started with a close advisor to the former president who was recalled. So you can play it double. Quote, Mafrika, they told me, there is 6 million rands, okay? 600 million rands. You're going to place adverts here, and you don't have a choice. All right? They told him, the Gupta, telling a CEO, government officials. And the man said, in response, I said, no, things don't work like that in government. And they say, you don't understand. We are not asking you, but we are telling you. And Masoko added reportedly that after some time of being impestered by this family, he decided, okay, let me drive home. Let me drive to them and, you know, make them understand and explain to them how things worked. And at that time, he received a call from who? The president. And telling him, hey, go help those guys, man. Assist that family. And to quote Mafrika, one of the Gupta brothers called the CEO and said, told him outright, don't worry. Tell us where the money is and tell departments to give you money. If they refuse, we will deal with them. If you have a problem with any department, we will summon the ministers here. This is an expatriate family, Indian family. Huh? They tell you they will summon your ministers, we will deal with them. I said to them, no. Those are my leaders, man. I am concerned if you give them instructions. And he was told, no. He said, none of my business. He told me, it's none of my business. So ordinarily, if confronted with a situation like this, you drive straight to the office of the president of the ruling party. But the president of the ruling party had just instructed me to help these guys. I didn't do anything, but just spoke to close friends and about it. That's it. I was extremely perturbed, he says. And he said that if, and AJ, one of the Gupta brothers told me, if the ministers were not cooperating, they, the Guptas, have a way of dealing with them. He said they have regular meetings with the president. He said, I'm not asking you, I am telling you. The meeting has to happen. It is urgent because of the launch. So, Mafrika, that's it. That's the extent. And they told me further, we are not asking you. And actually, I want to meet you tomorrow, which is Saturday. So he said, I will talk to your seniors in government and you'll be sorted out. He said, we will get you, we will replace you with the people who will cooperate. And My guess what? The night before the day, the CEO was removed. The night before, the prospective substitute, that is the guy that was going to replace him, was seen and recorded to be driving in and out of the Gupta compound. So he got vetted. He got the authority, the stamp of authority. You got the position of the CEO of government communication, and that's it. Two, petto. So, Africa, this is racketeering, conspiracy, blackmail, extortion, intimidation at a higher scale against public officials, threat of job loss using undue influence on the presidency. No different than a mafia, Africa, we repeat, and we said it in the past. But to what effect? To what effect? Who do you complain to? They can't complain, their mouth is shut. So, Africa, another daughter of the soil, Fethi Mendi, former parliament committee chair, her complaint against the Gupta family. Corruption is maybe important to repeat, Mafrika, but she's saying that she flew to Johannesburg thinking she was going to meet the president, only to be driven to the Gupta family compound, not the Letuli House building, which is the ANC headquarters. So the Guptas offered her appointment to be Minister of Public Enterprises if she agreed to hand and give the Gupta family the South African Airways route to India. And she refused. She says that the president was sitting the next door and came out to walk her out the car, apologizing for having called her to her. If he had known she was in crutches, he wouldn't have done it. So, later in Africa, the Gupta family challenged her. They said, look here, you know, file a case. You are making an allegation against us. File a case with the police and give proof. And prove your allegation in court. We'll do that. We'll fight in court. Prove your allegations in court. So Ms. Mentor filed an 18-page affidavit. It so happens that the Major General who took the affidavit, a former ANC activist and fighter against apartheid, her comrade, and the Provincial Commissioner for Detective Services, both of those guys were subsequently demoted and the cases handed to another officer. An investigator who challenged and advised Ms. Mentor that you've got to remove the president's name in the complaint. It is going to create a problem for us. And the case has been dragging until recently. The public protector came up with a report on the state capture, further implicating the Gupta family corruption. So the police, the hawks, this police have done very little, if nothing, Africa, to investigate the many claims against the Gupta crimes. And the majority parliament is just quiet. They're quiet, Africa. That's why you're saying that they're taking the space of the real parliament. And in effect, Africa, according to the media, the police have pulled up December this year to conclude the Gupta investigations. And the Guptas have set December to sell off all their businesses in the country. Police, December investigation, the Guptas, December to sell off. Who is fooling whom? They will have left. They will have left, Mafrika. But you say that the People's Parliament holds the power to investigate the Gupta crimes. And if not, if the hawks, the police are failing, the public and civil servants should this minute file a civil and private litigation to arrest and prosecute the Guptas. That's the only way. The civil servants, this civil society, stop the charges against the Minister of Finance. They can instigate charges against the Guptas. Private litigation. The hawks don't work. The prosecutor, national prosecutor, is contaminated. Forget about it. And to quote Ms. Mentor, referring to the ANC party, she says that, if you pin your hopes on the ANC, you are pinning your hopes on the beneficiaries of Petronas to release your country from descending into the abyss. Mafrika, voters Mafrika, Izwi Lethu, Fatsalarona, Shangolasho, the privilege of talking to you and the privilege of listening. We thank you, Mafrika. Thank you.